Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's continue sound of Merseyside and have a look at some bands that are making big waves across the city. Gibbo, what are we looking at on the ones to watch?
So the first one's a band called Lilium. They're playing tomorrow night at the Cherry Cola Club night, which I mentioned last week is a brand new night come up from London, starting at the Magnet. They're also playing on the 3rd of November at Studio 2. But for now, do try and get them down to see them this weekend if you can, Saturday night. So this is Lilium and Clearly Me.
Lilium, Clearly Me. First of all, ones to watch. And the second is, sorry.
As I say, playing 16th of November, September, Cherry Club Cola Night at the Magnet. And then the second one is Mel Bowen. I bumped into Mel last night and he said, got a new EP out, passed it over, asked if I could give it a play. So I listened to it last night, really like it. Well, I like all Mel's stuff, so I wasn't surprised. But the EP is called Every Day's a Holiday. And this, I think it's track one and it's On the Wrong Side. It's nice on a Friday morning, is it? Mel Bowen on the Wrong Side, as I say, it's from an EP called Every Day's a Holiday, which is out on 25th of September. He's also supporting Luke Daniels next Thursday night at 81 Mentor Street, so get down to that if you can. And then the third one I'm playing is a young band called The Lars, just breaking through.
I thought they put this in by mistake.
No. The reason I'm playing this is that it's 30-year anniversary of The Lars breaking through, and so there's a label called Viper who have collated a lot of the tunes from 1987 and from that period where the Lars were kind of breaking through. So they've released them all on an album, which I've actually brought with me today, so you can have a little look at it after Steve. But it's called 1987, but it's a rarities album from lots of different recordings. But I wanted to play it because I think it shows a band who are obviously very famous now in terms of the local scene, but it shows them when they were emerging, and it shows how it's important to kind of look past some things and listen to the obvious talent that they've got and the qualities. So it's not brilliantly polished and it's not quite there yet, but you can see them, and I think it's a good kind of reminder when we're listening to kind of other emerging stuff, that just because it doesn't quite sound like, you know, a Coldplay album, doesn't mean they kind of won't get there eventually. So yeah, this is Son of a Gun by the Lars from the album 1987.
Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.